This Farm Talk segment is brought to you by the North Dakota Corn Council. We're visiting with Gene Henning, who serves as executive director. Gene, let's talk a little bit about Commodity Classic. This is a big week for agriculture. Numerous farmers and ag groups are meeting in Florida, really making agriculture that focus and that priority.
Yeah, Sarah. So we are in Florida. We have 3 members of the North Dakota Corn Council, 6 members of the North Dakota Corn Growers Association attending Commodity Classic. I think they have record attendance, we're hearing. So, people are really excited about the industry. There's a lot of opportunity. We've talked a lot about sustainable aviation fuel and some of the things that are on the horizon for agriculture, kind of really giving the group a lot of excitement. There's a lot of positivity in the air, and that's really nice to see. Commodity Classic, we come down, we come every year, chance for us to get together with meetings at the National Corn Growers Association. They have their delegate meeting right now that we're currently participating in, and then another meeting on Saturday. And otherwise, it's a lot of educational opportunities for the farmers, and just a really great chance for all of us to network with other farmers in the states, and of course, the other staff representing those farmers. So really great week to be here. A lot of great information shared, a lot of talk about Mexico and biotechnology and, President AMLO and some of the decrees that have been going on. And then with the U.S. Trade Representative, some of the actions that have been taken. So just a lot to talk about, but there's a lot of opportunity in the air. And so it's really good to see.
Let's talk a little bit about last week's event with the trade team in North Dakota being focused on ethanol and really giving them a taste of North Dakota corn when it comes to touring farms and really the work that goes into what we produce here in North Dakota.
Yeah, so we don't get a lot of trade teams that want to come to North Dakota at the end of February, but we had a group of 12 Mexican and Latin American government officials and policy officials in those states that are interested in the ethanol industry. Some of them were coming representing the sugarcane ethanol industry in their prospective countries, and trying to learn about our corn-based ethanol.
Once again, that's Gene Henning with the North Dakota Corn Council. I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich.